In Jackson, foreign workers are very important to the tourism industry, but business leaders in the community say the difficulty in maintaining a stable workforce doesn't lie specifically in the visa process, but it's still important. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard has more.
Walk around Jackson this summer, and you can expect to see a few things. Lots of people, lots of traffic, and lots of help wanted signs.
I would agree if you walk around, that is the impression. The business owners I've spoken to would say, oh yes, we're always one or two less than what we want.
That's Anna Olson, the president and CEO of the Jackson Hole Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone wants to do a good thing and provide good customer service. So I think there's always that sense of, oh, if we just had one more.
But despite all the signs, Olson says she's heard from businesses that the flow of visa workers has actually been pretty steady this year. That's because Jackson relies heavily on foreign student workers. That's known as the J-1 visa program.
We have a fortunate situation in some ways that our J-1 visa situation has been reliable this year. And talking to some resorts and talking to some individual small town businesses and retailers, they have seen either J-1s returning or new J-1s here. And it hasn't been a great source of concern actually getting people into jobs.
Jackson has moved away from the much more cumbersome H-2B visa program in favor of student workers. And unlike Cody, Jackson has had good luck with those workers. The reasons businesses in Jackson are having trouble finding workers is simple. It's hard to find adequate and affordable housing in Jackson.
What we're hearing is more that the cost of living is one of the biggest challenges. Cost of rents. Rents are rising in Jackson.
According to the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division, the average two-bedroom unfurnished apartment in Jackson costs a little over $1,900 a month. But the other problem is there aren't a lot of available places to rent. Clarine Law runs Town Square Inns, a group of family-owned hotels in Jackson. She says her businesses have been able to hire enough workers this summer, but housing presents a challenge.
I see that if we can address housing, I think it solves a great deal of this problem.
Law says Town Square Inns has been forced to provide employee housing for a fee.
We actually put up about 100 people in the summertime. It's not great. You know, you just dormitory, whatever you can do. But some sort of housing, it's very difficult to recruit.
Law has been a business owner since 1962. Back then, she says her family did a lot of the work themselves, cleaning rooms, folding laundry, and keeping the books. And when the season was over, they got a break. The tourism season back then was shorter.
There was a time that we used to put a sign up right after Labor Day and say, gone fishing. And I'd take the children down the Snake River and sit on a gravel bank and catch trout. Those days are long past.
That's because there are more visitors year-round, and hiring local workers is not an option. As of May 2018, Wyoming had a 3.7% unemployment rate and the lowest population of any state in the country. Chris Brown, the executive director of the Wyoming Lodging and Restaurant Association, says those two things mean the businesses have to turn to guest worker programs. While the issue of housing is being worked on locally, Brown says immigration reform in Congress is critical.
Our country as a whole hasn't addressed comprehensive immigration reform. There's a real need for foreign workers in the United States. There's simply, there's certain jobs that Americans, there either aren't enough Americans or they're unwilling to fill those jobs.
Hotel owner Clarine Law has spoken to Wyoming's congressional delegation about the need for more avenues for legal immigration. She says she wants a year-round stable workforce. And seeing her employees achieve green cards is part of that.
Sometimes it's taken them as much as 8 years of going and coming legally. That's the kind of program I want to encourage, but I want to shorten the time span. And to have the proper vetting done and to have them contributing members of the United States of America.
So while adding student employees in Jackson has worked, many businesses admit they would like something a little more stable. But it may take a congressional solution to get there. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.